Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to CUTV News Radio. I'm Doug Llewellyn, your host, and very excited to have our guest with us today, who is a specialist when it comes to healing yourself with your body. The human body can heal itself, she says. It's always working toward a state of balance. And this is because neuroscience has proven 95% of what we do in life is controlled by our subconscious programs. As we look to do change, our brains are programmed to keep us safe. And this conflict between the conscious and the subconscious mind creates blocks in the information pathways of the body and prevents natural healing. Our guest is Sally Tennant. She is the founder of Healing with Mindset. It's a holistic energy practice dedicated to identifying and reprogramming negative subconscious beliefs so that we can make new choices that serve us. As she points out, the body is very capable of healing itself. It just needs the right information. Her clients know it's good for them and that it's going to help them stay well. Now, some of the kinds of problems that she's talking about include stress, anxiety, depression, ADHD, pain, lots of kind of pain, pain in your shoulders, in your back, in your knees, autoimmune disorders, skin disorders, even relationship issues between personal individuals and business, and much more. As she points out, what initials have you been diagnosed with? Probably this can help. Foremost among Sally's techniques is the mindset technique. And what's great about it is that it can be used in conjunction with any other healing modality or traditional medical protocol. It's a technique that will not interfere with anything you may be doing to get well. In fact, it can actually enhance what you are already doing. So we're about to welcome to our mics Sally Tennant and her practice, Healing with Mindset. Sally is located in Allenwood, New Jersey. And by the way, I want to point out, this is the first of two broadcasts with Sally. She'll be back with us again here on CUTV News Radio next Wednesday, February the 10th at 12 noon Eastern Time. So make a note of that. Now, without further ado, let's welcome Sally Tennant in Allenwood, New Jersey. Sally, welcome. Nice to have you with us today. Do me a favor and give me a little bit of information about your practice and the kinds of ailments that your clients are suffering from when they come to you for help.
Well, it's all over the place. People call me for a lot of symptom disorders, and I like to call them symptoms because many, many times people have been going to their regular medical practitioners, and they can't find why they have a problem. And they've been suffering with these symptoms for a while, so they hear about this, and they call me for those kinds of things. And they're all over the place. It's pain in the body, sometimes very sort of strange symptoms that can't really be diagnosed. The other reason people call me is because of relationship issues, and this could be between a man and a woman, it could be a relationship within a family, relationship with their career, with their bosses, relationship with their money situation. So I really run the gamut of just about everything that's going on in people's lives where they're having a problem moving forward, or getting that which they desire, because something just is holding them back.
So, well, you're best described as being a health and wellness practitioner. So that, what all does that encompass? Explain a little bit of that to me.
Well, the thing is that when we're in conflict between our conscious and subconscious mind, and the subconscious is programmed basically in our childhood. And neuroscience has recognized that 95%, and that's a huge amount, 95% of what we do in life is controlled by our subconscious programming that we take on in childhood. So now we're adults, and we're walking around, and we're attempting to, you know, we want to do new things. We want to make changes in our lives, and all of a sudden, we have problems. And that's because when the subconscious says, no, that's not safe, because we are hardwired, our brains are hardwired to keep us safe, what will happen is the subconscious will look around and say, well, have I done this before? And if I've done it before, well, that's safe. If I haven't done this before, I'm going to find something to come up with so that you're not going to feel good about this because it's not safe as far as I'm concerned. So with this kind of a situation, what I can do is then identify that subconscious program and just make it congruent and reset it so that it's in line with your conscious desires. So when that happens, in the meantime, when you do have that conflict, it triggers a stress response in the body. And the stress response in the body is a whole new subject. And that is what happens because the stress response is also linked to our homotoxicology. And that's how we can develop these symptoms because of having chronic stress over a period of time. So in my opinion, the best way to alleviate that problem is to reprogram that subconscious so that that stress response isn't being triggered.
I love the way you say that, reset. You use the word reset. What? How do you do that? How does one actually go about resetting your mind?
Well, it's a whole process. The mindset process that I use is a technique which was developed by Dr. Michael Gallo, and it is a process to identify what's going on in the subconscious and to see where it's coming from, why it's happening, and then it's a combination of quantum physics and clinical kinesiology and energy psychology, and it's a very comprehensive approach. It takes about maybe half hour to an hour, which is really great because a lot of the programs out there are programs that come at it from the conscious standpoint, and you have to work very hard for maybe 30 days or more to reprogram yourself because you can do that. But this is something that takes place in a half hour to an hour. And it's with that combination of things and using the tissue conflicts in the body, it's simple to identify those subconscious programs and just give it new information. And basically that's what you're doing, giving the body new information. And once the body has the new information, it's automatic. The energy shift is automatic. And it takes probably about 3 days to really work through the system and then a while for the body to really use the new information, because the body does use the new information to heal itself.
Well, this is really pretty amazing, and it's pretty fantastic to hear about. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who may be wondering what really this is all about. Let me ask you a little bit to explain your background and how you got involved in this, and then we'll talk about how you go about helping people. What attracted you to this subject?
Well, a long time ago, I developed a cancer on my face, probably about 20 years ago. And I went to the dermatologist, and it was squamous cell, so it wasn't the typical simple basal cell. And I said, what caused this? And he said, the sun. And I'm like, no. I knew at that point in time I grew this thing on my face for a reason. I wasn't happy in my life, and I realized it was me. And so I actually left a life behind. I just walked away from that entire life. Now, it took me some time, about 9 months to get out, but I knew the only way for me to get out of that was to walk away. And once I did that, I just knew that I wanted to help people. I knew that whatever I was going to do was going to be helping other people. And I searched around for about 2 years, kind of just whatever. And I was introduced to a little black box which sent frequencies into the body, and those frequencies were then came back to the machine, and it would give us a report. The body actually would respond at a cellular level. And that report, from that report, I would balance the body through electroacupuncture with homeopathics. And I started working with that right away. I kind of knew the machine. It resonated with me right away. And it wasn't long after that that I started to realize, although the balance of the body was really helping people, they weren't getting as well as they should. And the problem was their emotional issues. So what happened then was I started to look at all of the different modalities for the emotions. And back then, a lot of it was releasing just the emotions from the body and looking at that. And there are a lot of modalities that actually do that. But I kept taking more and more trainings because I felt that there was more to this, more to this, more to this. And so as I went through all of my trainings, one of them was the quantum neuro release therapy, which basically was a 4-year training. It was an amazing training, but again, they just deal with the nervous system, and we aren't just our nervous system. And then after that, I was introduced to the mindset, and the mindset process really works for the whole, with the whole holistic body, the heart, the body, mind, and it's much more comprehensive. So for me, I've just known for some reason or other that all of this was something that was all about the emotional body. And of course, once you reset the subconscious, the perception that people have of their life and what's going on around them changes almost immediately. And so because of that, the stress response is not triggered, and also the body takes the new information and starts to turn around what it's done, maladapted through the stress response. Let's put it that way, because that's what the body does. And that causes pain, it causes symptoms, causes problems in relationships, patterns that people have over the years. You know they get into a relationship and they always seem to get into the same relationship. All of these kinds of things change once they start to perceive their world in a different way. And the body will take the information and start to get well.
Well, it's just such an interesting subject matter, and obviously what you do is very effective. I want to point out you have a really good website with a lot of information on it, and the website really is the name of your practice, Healing with Mindset. Again, it's would be www.healingwithmindset.com. And if you refer to the website, obviously there's information on how to get in touch with Sally there. But there's a whole page of testimonials which are pretty remarkable. I want to read one of them for you to give you some idea of how she's been able to help people. This is a letter from Robin R. She's in New Jersey, in your area. Her letter says, Sally is a truly remarkable healer with great gifts, talents, training, and the innate ability to combine them. I spent several years in and out of doctor's offices for a variety of health issues, from sudden food allergy attacks to painful nerve and muscle problems to asthma-like symptoms and more, and not one doctor was able to provide any answer. No individual problem was truly debilitating, but when added together, it sent me spiraling downward, and I was beginning to feel like I was crazy, since none of my symptoms had any diagnosable cause. And a friend recommended that I see Sally, and with my first session, I felt remarkable change. I've been seeing her once or twice a month for over a year, and she has truly changed my life. I'm not totally healed of every issue, but for the first time in years, I feel in control of my health. It'll take some time for me to address the numerous health problems I've been facing for the last 10 years. It's difficult to explain exactly what she does, but it works physically, emotionally, spiritually, and psychologically. Now, that's a remarkable testimonial, and that's just one of many. And I found there's another very interesting one on how you work with relationship issues. I mean, not only are these physical issues that people have problems with, but they're also, you help people in relationships between family members and things of that nature. There's a remarkable letter from a lady who had a problem with her daughter. And she says, I just wanted to tell you, such a wonderful person, one of the best healers I've ever had the honor of being a patient of. When your name was mentioned by my daughter as someone who could help us with our relationship and communication skills, as we were like water and oil together and always at each other's throats, I initially thought that was voodoo. But after experiencing the wonders of what you've accomplished for my daughter and I have to tell you that if anyone thinks what you do is voodoo, have them call me and I'll explain to them how you have helped me and my daughter. That's just a sample. Those are some pretty potent testimonials. You have lots of them, don't you?
I do. And I mean, they're very wonderful testimonials. When I ask for my clients for testimonials and I see them, they're very heartwarming to me because I'm so grateful that they really understand. And part of what I do is a lot of education with my clients. And my work, although I practice mindset, I have trainings in energy work and hands-on healing and all of that. So in my practice of mindset, I bring all of what I have learned to it. So it is a little voodoo-y in some instances, but that's because I do some energy work. I could do it according to the mindset methods, but frankly, I can do it a lot faster sometimes when I work with my own techniques. So it is
tell
a little hooey.
Yeah. I wanted
but
you to
isn't.
tell me a little bit about what happens when a client comes in to see you for the first time. What actually do you do?
Well, when somebody comes in for the first time, I sit down and I just talk to them, really. I want to find out what their challenges are and to see what their belief system is, because I need to know where they're coming from, basically. And I really start to give them an education, start to explain to them why their subconscious might be a problem for them, and basically just sit and talk to them for a while. And that's so that I can determine whether or not they're ready for the kind of work that I'm doing, or and they can determine if they're ready or want to continue with what I do. And so that's how I basically start with people. Of course, the second visit is an actual reset. But when I'm doing the resets with my clients, it's always sitting down, talking to them, what's going on with you. And there is some of that. Now, I don't do talk therapy at all, because that is not something that I do. But it's basically making people comfortable and then explaining to them as we go through the process what's going on, and that would be in the second visit kind of thing. So that's basically how I start, and I also find out if a lot of people have subconscious programs that say, I can't get well, I don't deserve to get well, I'm not worthy of getting well, whatever it might be, and I check those things out in the second visit as well, and those are the first things that I might deal with, obviously.
Why would somebody tell you they come to see you and say, I don't deserve to get well? That's hard for me to understand.
They would not. All of them want to. And there's a conflict right there. So what I would do is use my clinical kinesiology, which is also kind of thought of as muscle testing. But the way that it's taught in mindset is to really get beyond those things that can get in the way. There are a lot of things that if you're doing a muscle testing or this kind of kinesiology will actually stand in the way of you getting the real information. So I'll clear them of that, and then the first thing I'm going to do is test them to see if they have those kinds of subconscious programs, because they won't know it. They want to get well, and quite frankly, if they want to get well and their subconscious is saying, no, you don't deserve to, then that's the first conflict I'm going to work on.
How about people who come to you with chronic pain? Is that an issue that you find that you deal with and can successfully help people if they have a pain issue that's been bothering them, you know, for years and years and they've never been able to get any kind of help from it?
Well, I actually had a client last year, and she came to see me. She's actually, I worked with her over the phone. And the reason that she decided to work with me is because she was in chronic pain for years. And it was in her neck and shoulder area, and she had had it for as long as she could remember. And she had other issues, but this was the main one. And it was starting to interfere with her work and her life in a very big way. So in the first visit with her, or the first phone conversation, we had met each other, and then we were doing the reset. I always say, well, what's your level of pain right now? And it was about a 10. And by the end of the reset, and this one happened to be a long one because she had been in pain for so long, by the end of the visit, her level was a 1. So,
wow.
Yes. I guess my answer is yes, I can help that. So that was an amazing reset because it happened right away. And that can happen in any instance.
Is that rare for it to happen that quick?
It depends on the individual. I find if it doesn't happen that quick, then they have some more issues about getting well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we get it one. Some people, here's what's very interesting. Some people really have a lot of subconscious programming about getting well. So we may address one issue in one sitting, which is, I don't deserve to get well. But the next time they may believe, they have another belief that says, well, it's impossible to get well, or I'm not worthy. So because when I address these beliefs, I actually will go right into the DNA. So it's not just one belief that I'm addressing. I want to know every belief that's attached to that, every subconscious program that's attached to I don't deserve to get well. And I address all of them and where they come from in the body. And typically they're programmed in the DNA. So we go through all of that in one sitting. And that could take a half hour to an hour. So then I'm going to wait for the next visit to check and see if they've got something else going on. And if they do, and sometimes it's kind of funny, I'll do a pain and they're not completely out of pain. The next time I'll find the programming, it'll come up on display that, oh, I don't deserve this. So I just have to follow the body around and it'll come up after we've done one reset on pain, and then I find that program that says I can't get well.
I want to bring out the fact that I know you work primarily with clients in person, but you also help people by the telephone, working with them on the phone, and that apparently can be as effective as well. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I actually, there are times that I have clients who email me and say, this is going on, maybe they're away for the winter, or they might just be busy with things, and they'll say, this is what's going on with me. And I just actually can do these resets without being on the phone. But these are clients that know me, and it's like, just do the reset on me, and then I email them and let them know what it was about and send them their affirmations. But, it depends on the person's belief system. If they need to be on the phone with me, well, that's how I'll do it. And this is just because from early on, it's very easy for me to just tap into somebody else's energy, kind of sit right down into them and say, okay, what's going on here? And that, I didn't take a training for it, just is something that I can do.
You know, I know that your practice, again, is called With Healing with Mindset, and mindset is one of the prime modalities you use. You mentioned kinesiology, but I guess depending on what the problem is that you're presented with, you have a number of other modalities that you're able to use to help people. Explain, you know, go through that list, because it's quite extensive. What are some of them?
Well, right now, all of those modalities I bring into the mindset process, but basically I typically use theta training and my theta therapy, and that's a very powerful therapy there. It's theta healing, and again, I kind of combine that with my mindset. I've had training in emotional point center release. I've trained in Patty Conklin's color works, which I actually use Patty's color works with my clients after they leave me to help clear out some of the, the negative energy that might still be in the body. And I've done quantum neurological reset therapy, which was a fantastic training to prepare me for mindset. And sometimes I use some of we use frequency vials. I use them with mindset. And let's see, what else have I done? Theta healing. I'm trained in Ultramind ESP systems, Jose Silva stuff. So that helps me to get into, the energy of the person. I use esogetic crystal therapies sometimes. So there are a lot of things that I draw from, and I'm also trained in actually hands-on healing. So I use that obviously when I'm working with clients. So it all comes into this, I've been exposed to so many other trainings, and I just believe that every time that I take a training, it just comes into whatever I'm doing with the client.
Well, your list of modalities is very long. That's what's called cellular cleanse, and that's kind of interesting too. I wish we had more time, Sally. We've almost run out of time. I want to point out our guest has been Sally Tennant, and her practice again is Healing with Mindset. She's located in Allenwood, New Jersey, and if you want to contact Sally, by all means, go to her website. There's great information on this website. It's a lot of lengthy information, but very, very interesting indeed about how she helps folks. And it's healingwithmindset.com, healingwithmindset.com. Sally, thank you so much for being with us. This has been amazing. I've really enjoyed talking with you. So thanks for being our guest, okay?
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome, my dear. Thank you so much. And that'll All wrap right. it up for this edition of CUTV News Radio. Folks, we've been talking again with Sally Tennant. Again, Healing with Mindset is her practice, and she is in New Jersey. But again, you can consult with her on the telephone, and she can help you there if you happen to be living in some distant city like San Diego or somewhere far away from New Jersey. By all means, go to her website, get the information, and give her a call. That's it for this edition. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We thank you for being with us. See you next time right here on CUTV News Radio. Have a great day, everybody. Bye for now.